This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. When everything in your life becomes dark and you can't seem to see the way forward, there's confusion all around you. You don't seem to understand what to do and where to go. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has the answer.
وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا.
Hold on to the rope of Allah, all of you, and don't be disunited. You see, when we hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
حَبْلُ اللَّهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ.
It is the rope of Allah between the heavens and the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and He gave us life. But He didn't leave us with no manual. But He left us with a book that is a guidance for entire mankind. Not only for the believers, but for all of human beings, it is guidance for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That rope, that connection that is between you and Him. You see, if we are moving in a ship and someone falls overboard, you find that there are these life-saving devices that are placed on the boat that are similar to, it is called a buoy, right? You take that buoy and you throw it out to the person, and there is a string attached between the boat and that buoy, such that if the person holds onto it, you can pull them back. You can pull them back to the boat and save them. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has the highest of examples, but He has a rope and He has placed it between us and Him. As we move further away from that rope, we find ourselves becoming confused. We find ourselves enveloped with darkness. All of a sudden, we don't understand where to go, what to do, who to ask. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling us, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come back to me. This rope is there extended to you at any time. It's dangling in front of you. All you need to do is open up the book of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Open up the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look into His message to you. What does He want of you, O insan? Where does He want you to go, O insan? He has given you purpose. You see, one of the greatest things that you can have in life is purpose. Because otherwise, you're lost. You don't know what you are doing on earth. So look at those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have to spend years on end looking for purpose. Why are we here? What are we doing? Who brought us into existence? Were we brought into existence? Are we going anywhere? All of these questions are questions that they ask themselves, that they question constantly throughout their lives. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the answer. And the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all of these answers. The book of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that in Surah Al-Kahf that we recite every single Thursday. Every Thursday we recite Surah Al-Kahf, right? Or Thursday night we recite Surah Al-Kahf. Why? Because it is the day of Friday, we recite this. And if we recite it, there will be a light that will be placed for us. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the beginning of these verses. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi alkitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Praise be to Allah, the one who sent down the book, and he did not place any crookedness in it. قَيِّمًا لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْ. It is upright and it is warning against a severe punishment that is going to come. بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْ. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. And it is giving glad tidings to those who do good deeds, for them will be a good reward. So this book is a book that was revealed without any crookedness in it. So when you read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naturally that which is crooked, that which is confusion, that which is darkness, that which you don't understand is eliminated from your life. All of a sudden, you are moving with the light of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You can see. It doesn't mean that when you can see and there is light, that there is no darkness. That the darkness is there for everybody else, but you are moving with an illumination from the Quran. The darkness is there because those people don't have the light. They have been not been fortunate enough to be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah gave you that light to see with. So you move ahead and you forge ahead. And it doesn't mean that you won't have difficulties in your life. It doesn't mean that you won't have hardship in your life. But you now have the coping mechanism that can help you navigate those times of difficulty, those times of hardship. So when you lose a child, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those whom when a calamity afflicts them, they say, indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we shall return. So all of a sudden, your ability to cope with that problem is easier. Why? Because I know that Allah is with me. If we take a look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he got to the ocean, and the ocean was in front of him, Fir'aun was behind him, he was being pursued, not for Fir'aun to get hold of him and take him back and imprison him. No, Fir'aun wanted to kill him. So Fir'aun's behind him, the ocean is in front of him. When they told him that Musa, there's no way now. Indeed, inna lumudakun, we are caught. We are going to be taken to task. Right now we will be slaughtered, massacred. What did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam do? He says that inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Indeed, my Lord is with me. My Lord is with me. He will guide me. And what did Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal do? Allah split the seas for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The impossible became the possible. So when we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we go back to His book for that guidance and we look through it and we ponder over it, its meanings, then all of a sudden we find that light of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in our lives. And no matter what happens to us, you lose a child, you lose money in your business, you go and perhaps you have lost family members around you, you don't have enough to eat for the day. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Why? I know I belong to Him, and I know I am going back to Him, and I know He is there and He is going to reward me. I'm going to meet Him one day. I'm going to face Him one day. And all of this difficulty, all of this hardship, all of these problems will be removed from my life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually reward me for all of it such that I would wish I had more difficulty in this world. You know, when people get to Jannah, and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this, that when the people get to Jannah, when the first person or one of the people who was the one who was afflicted most severely with difficulty and hardship in this world, he went through the most trials and tribulations in this world, he will be placed in Jannah for one moment. يُغْمَسُ فِيهَا. He will be placed for a moment and taken out of here. And he will ask, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ بَأْسٌ قَطْ. Is there any difficulty, hardship, problems that you have ever seen in your life? And he will say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبْ. No, most definitely not, O my Lord. He will forget that he had problems, difficulties. This is the one who was afflicted the most. And he will forget about all of his problems. That's how beautiful Jannah is. And then the person who is actually the as'ada ahli dunya, the one who had the most in this dunya, but he disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't acknowledge the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over him. He disbelieved. He will be placed in the hellfire for one moment. So he enjoyed of the muta' of this dunya, the mata', the luxury of this dunya. He loved it and he enjoyed it and he had everything from everything. He had everything from the houses to the women to the cars to whatever he wanted. He had it. But he disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be placed ghamsah, just a moment in the fire. And he will be asked, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطْ. Did any bounty or goodness ever come to you? So he will say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبْ. No, most definitely not. He'll forget everything of this world that he enjoyed. All the bounties, all the pleasures, all the enjoyment. 20, 30, 50, 60, 80 years, he forgets all of that. Why? Because of the torment of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The horror, the terror that overtakes him when he realizes what he has done, what he has sold in exchange for what. So don't look at your life and say, Allah has afflicted me, Allah has given me problems, Allah has caused me to go through such a difficult life, and be despaired. You know, don't become despaired where you think that Allah is not with you. Allah is with you because you are a believer. Now, we began by talking about the Quran being a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and holding on to that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such that you can get to Him. Now, this month is the month in which this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was extended. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. It is a guide for people, and وبينات من الهدى, and evidences, signs of guidance. From that guidance, there are signs for people to take, ayat for people to take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected the Quran to Ramadan very intricately. When we look at it, we will come to realize that reciting the Quran in this month, pondering over its meanings, teaching it to others, and practicing upon the Quran. If you do these four things, if you inculcate these four things in your life, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will give you a life which is smooth sailing, easy to navigate, easy to move about. Why? When you go about hardship in your life and you read the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you realize that this world is temporary. And for those few moments, you escape from the problems of this dunya. You leave the problems of this world. How many times have we come to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anxious? Our chests full of anxiety, our minds full of darkness, our hearts confused, and we read the word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And as we get up from that sitting, we find ourselves completely light, light as a feather. All of a sudden, the burden has been lifted. The darkness has gone. It is bright and illuminate. How is that? What changed? Your recitation of the Quran. Because the Quran is a nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a light from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So naturally, you will find yourself with ease, light, exuberation, you know, in illumination, beauty, after you have read the Quran. The Quran is not only for us to recite it. Yes, we know that alifun harfun wa lamun harfun wa mimun harf. We know that the word is not one letter is not alif lam mim, but it is alif a letter, mim a letter, and lam a letter, right? So alif lam mim, 30 hasanat when you read. It is very virtuous to read the Quran. Imagine reading one page, you're getting 30 rewards for 3 letters. Imagine when you read 3,000 letters, 4,000 letters, what kind of reward you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, reciting the Quran is good, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran first and foremost.
كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَبْدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ.
He revealed the Quran so that we ponder over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look through its meanings. When we look through the meanings of the Quran, we realize the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And we realize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us in this world. And what He will give us in return if we behave in the manner that He wants us to behave in. So automatically a person feels light. A person feels good. The message is powerful. It affects them. It benefits them. So reciting the Quran is good without understanding. But understanding it has a greater reward. You know, some of the companions and some of the salaf, the people of the past, they would actually say that for me to sit and ponder over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1 hour is better than for me to sit an entire day or a long period of time reading the Quran. Why? Because the benefit that you derive from understanding the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you is so immense that it is almost impossible to calculate the benefit that we get from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ